The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
.634 Bruce Hooley Show. Glad to have you along. Look dark out there, but I don't see any rain, so maybe we dodged the rain today. Rain in and out all week long. Still, the mulch man cometh at my house. Rain or no rain, and it will be Kurtz Brothers mulch. You better know it. Beautiful ever black mulch. I absolutely love it. I'll use the promo code Bruce30. Why won't you? Don't you want 30% off? Certainly. Yes, I have a truck. Yes, I have a trailer. I'm afraid I'm one of those country boys that Jacqueline from Lima was calling about earlier in terms of having a truck and, you know, liking country music, but not the other bad stuff, she said. But I do like to do my own mulching. It's a good way for me to clear my mind. And, hey, physical labor, if you're not afraid of it, well, then mulching your house is a great way to help your plants stay vibrant and alive because it traps the moisture around them and keeps them alive. Keeps weeds away, makes your home look beautiful. Get a leg up on your neighbor in terms of curb appeal with Kurtz Brothers mulch and soil landscape products, whether it's leaf compost for your garden, for your flower beds, whether it's topsoil to take care of those problematic spots in the lawn where the grass doesn't seem to grow. Maybe you need a little bit more topsoil there. Good time to use it. Good time to seed it. Have that seed rain down in the soil. Get 30% off. Use the promo code Bruce30. And if you want your merchandise in bags, they have every product in bags, 10% off, kbcolumbus.com, Bruce10, Bruce30, depending on whether you have a truck or trailer, or have the merchandise delivered to your house, share it with your neighbor, put it in the driveway, move it with a wheelbarrow, very easy to do, a good neighborhood project. Bruce30 to get 30% off your bulk purchases, Bruce10 to get 10% off your bagged purchases at kbcolumbus.com, kbcolumbus.com. That stands for Kurtz Brothers. They have locations in Dublin, Westerville, Alexandria, just off I-71 South. Yes, you can order in-house. Yes, you can order on the phone. And yes, those promo codes will work either way. Bruce30, Bruce10, kbcolumbus.com, kbcolumbus.com. Now, you need to be aware that there are going to be, it appears, very soon, flying objects in your neighborhood. Now, you think I'm talking about cicadas, and I am, but right now I'm talking about Kroger drones. That's right. The dominant grocery chain in Central Ohio is pioneering the use of drone delivery at its Kroger Marketplace store in Centerville, over by Dayton. Kroger is partnering with a drone company to fly deliveries to customers anywhere, provided you order on your phone. So does that mean anywhere in Centerville or anywhere? How far can a drone fly, Aaron? Are you drone savvy? Could a drone fly to Columbus?
I can't imagine they're going to.
What if it had a lithium battery in it?
What if it's a lightning storm in the way? I can't imagine.
What if it's milk?
Far.
They fly it all the way to Columbus. I don't think it'd be good in 90 degrees. I assume it's for Centerville, maybe Miamisburg, too. I know that area a little bit. Maybe West Carrollton. Says orders can be available within 15 minutes. There is a, how much weight do you think a drone can lift and deliver? Could you get a gallon of milk delivered by drone?
Oh, I think so.
It astounds me you can get a gallon of milk delivered.
Oh, I think you're going to see people in drones in
what?
Maybe your lifetime.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. A 5-pound weight limit on drones. So what would that be? Like 2 gallons of milk? A gallon of milk, 2.5 pounds? More than 2.5 pounds? You're going to Google it, aren't you? Dave Yost won't like that. He's suing Google. So anyway, yeah, the drones, hey, If they're doing it in Dayton, they're going to be doing it in Cincinnati, they're going to be doing it in Central Ohio soon.
A gallon of milk weighs 8.6 pounds.
What? Really? Okay. Well, no milk. No milk for you. Half a gallon. Half a gallon.
You can quart get will get you 2.15 pounds.
There you go. You can get a quart of skim and a quart of chocolate. Negate each other, fat content-wise. Speaking of those other flying objects that are everywhere, not just coming out of Kroger Marketplace in Centerville, cicadas. A woman in Cincinnati was driving her car with the windows down when a cicada flew into her car, distracted her, and she drove it right into a light pole. A likely story. I guess that could happen. Cicadas are not like bats. They don't avoid you. What about drones? Can drones crash into each other? Do drones have some kind of aeronautical sixth sense that they will avoid other drones?
I'm not sure. I think if you bought an expensive enough one, yes.
So if a drone is flying, let's just workshop this, okay? So soon, if they're doing it in Dayton, they're going to have drones here delivering groceries. And if they aren't able to avoid each other, it's inevitable that eventually they're going to crash into each other, right? With 5 pounds of groceries. Now, yeah. How high up are they? Well, they're way up in the air, right? They're, you know, a significant of distance up in the air. The laws of gravity still apply. This is unregulated by the FAA. What happens if somebody gets a half a gallon of milk dropped on their head from a crashing drone in the sky? I know the odds are long. You don't have to look at me like I'm making up.
It could be attacked by a bird, you know.
Well, I'm just saying, this seems unsafe to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's going to be plenty of issues.
Why? I mean, you can't get in your car and drive to the grocery store. You can't. It's not enough now that we have our groceries delivered to us. Which, by the way, do you do that? You have your groceries delivered to you?
No.
I don't either. I've never done that.
I'm picky with my groceries.
Yeah, I am too. I don't want somebody picking out my produce and all that stuff. Don't you figure they pick? I mean, I shouldn't say this. I don't mean to reflect poorly on the Kroger personnel, the Giant Eagle personnel. But, like, are they searching for – do they have the same standard for the quality of an apple that they would have if they were going to eat it?
No.
No, because they're getting paid by the number of loads they can come up with, right? So they're going to grab an apple. And why would they care? I wouldn't blame them if they cared. Okay. Here's some good news. We try to reserve this part of the show for the good news. I told you about Tanner Cross, the brave teacher in Loudoun County, Virginia, who, when told he was going to have to affirm children in their preferred pronoun, even if it conflicted with their actual biological sex, he said, my faith in God will not allow me to lie to my kids. His exact quote was, I love all my students. I will never lie to them, regardless of the consequences. I'm a teacher, but I serve God first, and I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa because it's against my religion. It's lying to a child. It's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God. Tanner Cross for Man of the Year. So his very intolerant school district immediately suspended him because he cares about his kids, and he wouldn't lie to them. So he went to the Alliance Defending Freedom, good people, and he got a temporary injunction from a judge yesterday. No, today. He was reinstated to his position, and the judge did not have very kind things to say about the school system. He said the suspension was unconstitutional, and its handling of the situation was vindictive. Yes and yes. The Alliance Defending Freedom said the debate over the school's policy is not about pronouns. It's about scientific truth. It's whether the government can force an individual to endorse an ideology that conflicts with his beliefs. And Tanner's case is about something even more important. It's about whether we have the right to voice dissenting opinions to our elected officials at all. Not everyone will agree with Tanner about what the school's policy should be, but in a free society, Everyone must have the right to make their case to their elected officials about what the policy should be. Yes, yes, and yes. And this takes me back to segment number one today, where Mara Gay of the New York Times editorial board is talking about America Now and how she is threatened by American flags in trucks where guys are playing country music. And I'm just astounded by her viewpoint.
The reality is here that we have a large percentage of the American population. I don't know how big it is, but we have tens of millions of Trump voters who continue to believe that their rights as citizens are under threat by simple virtue of having to share the democracy with others. I think as long as they see Americanness as the same as one with whiteness, this is going to continue. We have to figure out how to get every American a place at the table in this democracy, but how to separate Americanness, America, from whiteness.
See, the irony of her comment is that she says you have to separate America from whiteness, and you don't. She is doing the very thing she says other people are doing, and the people she says are doing it are not doing it. Trump voters don't want to exclude Mara Gay and her opinion, even if it's different from ours. I never have any problem. I have a problem with you not allowing Tanner Cross to have a different opinion than you when it comes to transgenderism. Tanner Cross doesn't want to bar transgender kids from school. He just wants to treat them the way he would treat anyone in his school. You're the one, Mara Gay, you're the one, leftist, who wants to marginalize people who think differently than you. You're the one who has the problem sharing the democracy with us. We're more than happy to share the democracy with us, with you. We just don't want you to marginalize us, which is exactly what she later said. We got to marginalize those Trump people. Huh? And your beef is people who don't want to share, and you use the word marginalize. And Mika Brzezinski and whoever the empty-headed Ted Baxter is that sits next to Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC, they don't see it either. It's maddening. It's just utterly maddening. It is the home stretch on the Bruce Hooley Show. Glad to have you along today. Aaron, this is the first time all day I've been able to see clearly. I had a really tough day with the contact lenses. Do you wear contact lenses?
I do.
I had something that happened to me today for the first time in 40 years of wearing contacts, I think. I got a contact in my eye, and I couldn't find it.
Ugh.
It was up somewhere, and I put another one in because I thought maybe it had come out. And the other one in, I'm like, nope, there's two in there.
Yeah.
Could not find it. So I came to work today with my glasses on, which I only wear usually for like 5 minutes before I go to bed. So I just now, I thought, I'll blink the other one out of my eye eventually. It'll just blink out. Mm-hmm. Well, I never realized that it blinked out, but it felt like maybe it's gone. So I put my contacts in like a half hour ago, only for some odd reason, I put them, they were both in like reversed. Not right and left and left and right, because mine are interchangeable, but they were like turned the
inversed,
wrong way.
Yeah.
And finally, at 6:50 p.m., for the first time all day, I can see clearly without eye discomfort. I've been playing hurt today.
Did you find the contact?
Never did, no. I must have just blinked it out somewhere.
Or it's in your brain. Yeah, one
or it's,
two.
Yeah, it's in my brain, and I'll probably die of something. Speaking of dying, California, and this is interesting to me, because this was what a lot of people thought happened all over the country. And I don't know if we'll get this reckoning all over the country, but a county in California, Alameda County, that's where Oakland is, okay, has revised its death toll from COVID down by 25%. Why have they done that? Because to align with California Department of Health policy, deaths are now classified based upon those who died because of COVID In other words, COVID was the reason they died, as opposed to those who died and tested positive for COVID. The county's original method attributed a death to COVID-19 if the coroner or a medical provider, like a hospital, listed somebody as being positive for the coronavirus at the time of their death. Oh, look at this guy. He's got a bullet in the head. Yeah, but he's tested positive for COVID. Whoop, COVID death. That's how they classified them. But the state's definition, is different than the county's. Remember, the county's was, hey, you got COVID. Oh, you died of COVID. The state's definition was that a death could only be attributed to COVID if the coroner or medical provider could show that the person died as a direct result of COVID-19, as a contributing cause of death. All right, so that's 411 deaths that were counted as COVID deaths that are not COVID deaths now. What if our COVID deaths nationwide are 25% too high? Now, 475,000 people or 450,000 people dying of COVID is still a big number, but the numbers that I've seen, 600,000, well, that's dramatically different. Dramatically different. Now, as for where COVID came from, I finally have, because I don't have a membership to the Wall Street Journal, so story has to be out a day before I can get my fingers on it. The Wall Street Journal Monday came out with a story that two scientists from Berkeley, which is, if you know Berkeley, it is not exactly conservative U. It's UC Berkeley, not CU Berkeley. It's not conservative U Berkeley. No. Berkeley is the liberalist of the liberal, the leftist of the left. The two have looked at COVID-19 and say that the strongest evidence for the origination of the coronavirus is that it came from and was altered in a lab. A specific genomic sequence has, quote, never been found naturally in the entire class of coronaviruses that includes COV2, from which COVID-19 extrapolated. The natural processes could not create a sequence combination like COVID-19, if it is not in any other virus. So, is Fauci going to skate on this? Is Peter Daszak going to skate on this? Is Deborah Birx going to skate on this? Is Don Lemon and Jake Tapper and Anderson Cooper and Joy Reid and everybody else, are they going to skate on this? Jonathan Carl, who works for ABC, which is owned by Disney, which is owned by China, are they all going to skate on this? Because they all said, it can't be a lab leak. Trump said it's a lab leak. It can't be a lab leak because Trump said it. The temerity of these people, the abject failure of these people to do their jobs. I really, they're shameless in their partisanship and they're shameless in their lack of guilt. They're shameless in their lack of mea culpa. Hey, we screwed this up big time. Not, well, yeah, we screwed it up, but, you know, Trump said it, so, okay. I'm like, who believes him? The absolute audacity of these people. Now, I love a good movie mystery. I'm partial to the Bourne movies. I like some of the Mission Impossible movies, but, Aaron, do you agree with me that at times the Mission Impossible movies, they jump the shark a bit in terms of the physical beating Tom Cruise can endure, or the
what? He can't hang on to a commercial airliner
at
on the
35,000 feet. That's not believable. While I have to, you know, I mean, look, I'm not against suspending reality for a movie like Field of Dreams. Yes, I know guys don't they don't manifest out of a cornfield from the 1920s. That I get, but you sort of have to play along with that game to get Field of Dreams. I'm not going to go along with a guy hanging onto an airplane engine at 36,000 feet. The Jason Bourne movies I like, but this is like the subject of a future movie. Law enforcement officials from dozens of nations across the world executed one of the most sophisticated crime stings in history this morning and late Monday night. What they did was they distributed thousands of encrypted phones in a criminal network. So one criminal would get a phone and he'd have this other encrypted phone and he'd give it. I don't know how they got these encrypted phones in the hands of these crooks around the world. Mafia, Asian crime families, all this stuff. But the criminals were using these phones to communicate. And apparently this is a thing in crime circles. They communicate via encrypted phones. So these phones could only be found on the black market, which had been stripped of the capability to make calls or send emails. The phones could only send messages to another device that had the encrypted app, and criminals needed to know another criminal to get a device. They observed these phones for 18 months. The FBI provided criminal organizations with over 300 encrypted devices in 100 countries. And so they've stopped cold a bunch of human trafficking operations, drug operations. Australia was in on this. Europe's in on this. The FBI is in on this. 800 plus people arrested and 100 hits on people's lives were thwarted by this.